Okay, we're going to start Megillas Esther. Okay, so the Megillah, as we know, starts off with the story of Ahasuerus' party and Vashti's death and Esther replacing, and because Esther's at the palace, so Mordechai's Yoshev Bishar HaMelech, and Mordechai then hears the story of Bigson and Seresh. All this background information is essential to the story of Purim, because like Chazal say, it says right before Haman was promoted to become who he was, it says, Acher hadvarim ha'ele gidal ha'melech Achashresh es Haman. Chazal say, what's Acher hadvarim ha'ele? So Chazal say, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the refuah to the Makkah. The Amar Reish Lakosh in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makkah es Yisrael, Hashem does not give a Makkah to Yisrael, Elam came boir lem refuah t'chila. Hashem does not punish Kaisa unless he makes a refuah t'chila. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, Ki Rafi li Yisrael, like I'm going to heal Klal Yisrael, V'nigla Avayin Ephraim, and then the Avayin Ephraim became revealed to me. So first the Trefor, then the Makkah. Avalu Masai L'meinikain, Chazal say, but by game it's not the other way around. Hashem gives them first a patch, V'achriach bar lehem refua, Shenemar V'naga V'Hashem is Mitzrayim, first a patch, Naga V'Rafai. So the question obviously is, if at the end of the day, there's refuah for both Klal Yisrael and for the Goyim, then what is the difference if the refuah comes before the Makkah, if the Makkah comes before the refuah? By both Klal Yisrael says the refuah afterwards. So there's a very nice mashal from the Malbim. You walk into a room, you never in your life saw a surgery. You never in your life saw a surgery. And you walk into a room, and you see a man in a white coat taking a knife and sticking it into the man's heart. So you don't know what's going on here. So how do you know if he's doing a taiva for the patient, he's murdering the patient? How do you know the difference? The difference is, Zakta Malbim, in the pre-op. If there's pre-op, then you know it's just to do it as refuah, to heal him. It's an opportunity to heal somebody, to make them grow. If there's no pre-op, then you know he's out to hurt him. And then, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has cheshbonus, why he doesn't want to totally kill him, so he'll mop up the scene afterwards. But by Klal Yisrael, it's always the refuah before the Makkah. Because by Klal Yisrael, Hashem never wants to punish Klal Yisrael. He never wants to punish us. All the Yisurim that we have is opportunities for us to grow and to heal. And therefore, there's always a pre-op. The pre-op is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the story of Purim, puts Esther into place, puts Mordechai into place, then only after that, after all the pre-op, then he brings the Haman, the antagonist of Klal Yisrael. The Malbim adds a beautiful pshat. It says, Kol ha-machla she-samti b'Mitzrayim lo yosem alecha, ani Hashem reifecha. So it's very famous to Chazal's question. If Hashem's not going to put onto Klal Yisrael all the machla she-samti b'Mitzrayim, why do you need refuah? So the Malbim says what it means like this. Kol ha-machla she-samti b'Mitzrayim, all the tzaras I gave to Mitzrayim, you may get it, but it's not going to be the same way I gave it to Mitzrayim. To Mitzrayim I gave it, you know why? I gave it to punish them. But for you, I'm only giving it to be as a refuah. So kol ha-machla she-samti b'Mitzrayim lo yosem alecha, why? Keni Hashem reifecha. I don't do it the way I did it to them. I do it for you to be a refuah. For all these things are opportunities for us to grow. So I want to focus on the Megillah, on these few psukim by when Vashti gets killed. So it says like this. Gam Vashti Amakosim Mishneim Lashim, etc. Then by Yom Hashvi Ketoiv Lev HaMelech Bayayin. It was on day 7, and the Toiv Lev Melech Bayayin. The king's heart was merry with wine. The Vilna Gaon explains, and it says over here Melech. Every time it says Melech, Stam is talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So over here it's talking about the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mesameach. And the Vilna Gaon explains that's what it means when the Medrash says Atu Ad Ha'idna. Up until now, the king's heart was not merry. And the Gemara answers, well, it was Shabbos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a tremendous simcha when Klal Yisrael eats a Shabbos Suda. And the pshat's like this. Really, Dizakasha, what is pshat that the nace of Vashti getting executed, which led up to Esther coming into the picture, which led to the ultimate redemption of Klal Yisrael? Why did the nace happen on Shabbos? In fact, there's a medrash. Now, why was Klal Yisrael deserving of such a terrible gezeira, lahashmid l'harig, right? Chazal asked this question. Bipnei ma nischayvu sonem shel Yisrael kliya. And Chazal in Megillah gives a few reasons. Either because they were nenem esudus achshresh, which we can explain in a little bit what that means, or because they were mishtachavet to the tselem, According to Rashi, it means at the times of Nebuchadnezzar, which Agav Orcha, you see a tremendous thing. They were being held liable from something that happened 70 years ago. But the Medrash says another pshat, because it says that during the times at the end of Bayis Rishon, it says that Bayama Mahem or Isi Behuda Darchem Gitas Biyama Shabbos. One of the Gzeris was they should be annihilated because they were being Derech Gat in Eretz Yisrael during the Bayis Rishon. So that's very strange. The whole Aveira came because they were violating Shabbos. Why did the Nes happen on Shabbos? So to this there are two Pirushim. Either you have the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says in his Pirush HaMiyuches LaHagra on Megillas Esther, says that no matter how bad Klal Yisrael is, relative to the way the Gaon behave, we shine. So yes, even though this was a low point in Klal Yisrael, they came to the Sudas HaShemesh. But Chazal say that Bayayim HaShivi Ki Toiv Lev HaMelech Bayayin, and everybody at the party was talking about women. The people from Madai were saying the Madai women are Yafais. The people from Paris are saying the Paris was Yafais. That's what the Goyim were talking about. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu contrasted it to the way we have a Suda. When we have a Suda, what do people do? They sit at the Shabbos Suda, they sing Zmiris, they say Adivrei Torah, talk a little politics, but more or less people have a Heilige Shabbos Suda. So no matter how bad we were, contrasted to what the Goyim were, we always shined. And that was a big, not a kitrig, that was a big sani gaira to Klal Yisrael at that time. That's the way the Vilna Gaon says it. The way the Beis HaLevi says it, that the reason why the Nes happened on Shabbos, because he brings some Midrashim, because they didn't show up on Shabbos. Okay, what does this mean? Why did Klal Yisrael deserve, at least the people in Shushan HaPira deserve to be annihilated? Because they were Nene from Sudas Shalai Sarasha. Okay, to put this in context, the Gemara says that the reason why Achashresh made a Suda is, he counted 70 years and he thought the Jews are never going to be redeemed. So he made a big party for the Jews to celebrate at such a party. Maybe they had to show up, but the Jews to celebrate such a party, thinking that no one's going back to Eretz Yisrael, that was a tremendous taina. That's the Pasha Pshat Shenene Mesudas Shalai Sarasha. Now, what did they violate? So the way I'm explaining it now, what they violated was that they were happy that they're not going back to Eretz Yisrael. We're here. We'll be a Persians. It's fine to be Persians. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that they violated Bishul Akim. They came to the party and they were eating from the Suda, even though Chazal say they had kosher at the Suda, right? Last is Kritzoin Ish V'Ish, Mordechai and Haman. So Mordechai was the Mashkiach there. And people were only eating glatt kosher food, but to be happy at such a party was a tremendous taina. That's one pshat. Another pshat is because, again, they violated Bishul Akim. Bishul Akim is only drabanan, but you see how severe HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt the gedarim of the Torah are. And when they didn't show up on Shabbos, that was somewhat of a tikkun for showing up all those days to the party. Because what would have been the issur to show up on Shabbos? The only issur would have been is that they would have been nene from Maisa Shabbos. Goyim would be cooking for Jews, doing malacha for Jews at the party. The fact that they wanted to stay away on Shabbos was a tremendous, again, sani goyra for Klal Yisrael. It scored a lot of spiritual points for Klal Yisrael. They didn't want to violate even the drabanans of the Torah. The Beis HaLevi says that's what it means. Kimu v'kiblu, kimu mashe kiblu kvar. And we know that they were makabel the Torah again at the story of Purim. What does it mean they're makabel the Torah again? They're makabel not only to keep the Tayag mitzvahs, but also all the Yisurim derabbanan. And Beis HaLevi says that this answers Taisa's Kasha. It says, Ve'yisyasu betachte sahar. And Kadosh Baruch Hu put the mountain over the heads. He says, if you makabel the Torah, good. If not, shom tehei kvur aschem. So Taisa asks the Kasha, why did Hashem have to force them to take it? They said, Nasav Nishma, willingly. And Taisus and the Medrash Tanchuma answers because they accepted the written word of the Torah. They didn't want the Torah. They were not mekabel gladly the Torah Shabbat Peh. The way the Beis HaLevi understands that the gedarim of the Torah makes Shabbos very, very complicated. If not for most of Masechta Shabbos and almost the whole Masechta Ervin deals with the derabbanans of Shabbos. It's kind of hard to violate Isurei the Lamates Malachis. The bulk of the Masechta are dealing with derabbanans of Shabbos, that they made gedarim that we shouldn't come to Shabbos. If not for the rabbanans, there would be no Isur Muksa. There would be no Isur about Amir La'akum. So that people didn't want to accept upon themselves. They said, why did the rabbis have to make the Torah so much more complicated? But the answer is because they were making a darim for us, and that's what keeps the Torah. And at the story of Purim, they listened to everything Mordechai said, and there was already a zechus, already at the Purim Suda, that they didn't want to violate Rabbana. That's the Beis HaLevi. I want to add one more very beautiful thing. How do you know if you had a good Purim? Okay, we know that we're going to all drink on Purim, Adulayada, but how do you know if you were Mekayim the Mitzvah properly? So before we go, Vaitar, I just want to tell you the famous word from Rishol Salanter. Rabbi Saul Salanter says, what's the gedder of the mitzvah Adulayada? There's two ways to understand. So before Rabbi Saul Salanter, the explanation is as follows. Every mitzvah has a shiur. You have to eat a kezayis of matzah to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. You have to drink a revius yayin to be mekayim the mitzvah of kiddush dalad kaisis. Okay, you have to have a 30-minute candle on Chanukah to mekayim the mitzvah of ner Chanukah. Mitzvahs have a shiur. So the basic way to understand is you have to drink adelayada, meaning how much should I drink on Purim? The shiur, the proper amount of wine to drink on Purim is adelayada. That's the one way to understand it. The second way to understand it is, it's not a shiur. Really, the mitzvah is you have to drink every second of the day of Purim. When a person reaches adelayada, he's exempt because now he doesn't have das, and he's no different than a cheres shayt v'katan. And now you're exempt from fulfilling mitzvahs. But the nafka mina between these two understandings is going to be, let's say I sobered up now. If according to the first way that adelayada is a shiur, then once I discharge my obligation, like I ate my kezayis matzah, I don't have to eat anymore. Same thing Purim. Once I drank adelayada, I'm exempt. But if the chiv on Purim is to drink every second of the day, just when you drink adelayada, there's an exemption because you don't have das. If you sober up, your chiv comes right back. So according to Rabbi Saul Salanter, you would have to drink the whole day. In fact, in the Bali Musar, in the Tanuas HaMusar book, it says that the Bali Musar used to drink mamish the whole day. But as soon as it came to Shkia or Tseis, they completely sobered up, and they were able to daven marv, completely normal, sober, and Kriya Shema, that didn't affect their Avodas Hashem. But I saw a beautiful idea from the Dubna Magid, and he gives a very nice mashal. So the medrash is like this. B'yayim HaShvi, Rabbi Shubin Levi Zay Yayim HaShabbos, Ki Toiv Levi Melech B'yayim, Am Rabbi Yitzchak, the Umas Olam don't have any good, D'chsev Toiv Lo Yil HaRasha. So, Frekta Medrash, what about this pasuk? Kitoiv leiva melech b'yayin. The kings do have good, right? Kings do have toiva. So the Medrash answers, doesn't say bitoiv hamelech. It says kitoiv. It's like he's having good, but he doesn't have any good. Okay, so let me tell you over what the Dubna Magid says on this. He says a mashal. He says two people, a father and a son, they go to this fancy restaurant in Manhattan, New York City. And they bring, and the father orders a steak. It's a very modern mashal. It's very interesting. The father orders a steak. So they bring out the steak. And the steak is in all these fancy types of sauces and marinade and juices. And it smells myridic. So the son says to the father, here, you take it. And the father pushes it away and he says, I'm not eating it. So the son says, why not? It smells delicious. He says, the mere fact that they have to put on sauces and marinade and dips and everything, that shows the meat is not a good cut of meat. The best cut of the meat, don't eat. And it's true. You look in old cooking magazines. When you have a great cut of meat, just a little bit of salt, the pepper, olive oil, that's it. Don't ruin this meat. If you're dumping on it sauces and everything, and the Dubna Magid says, Purim, the Iker Purim is to be Mesamech and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Goyim don't have simcha. What does Goyim have simcha? Ki toiv leiv ha-melech b'yayin. The only way for them to get to simcha is b'yayin. Okay, so pasha pshat when you read the medrashes that we're being medayik from the lashon kitoiv. The Dubna Magid goes a little bit further. The end of the medrash says, by Klai Yisrael this ain't a kain. I will toivas Yisrael shleima, shleima v'yechu l'alayim. After shleima melech makes a suda, it says everybody went home. Semeichim v'toiv leiv al kol ha-toiva. Now zakt the Zakt. Okay, so the Dubna Magid is that by Klal Yisrael, the idea was that even after the Simcha they have Simcha after Shleima Melech Suda. By the Goyim, it's only totally on the Yayin. That means what would happen if the Gayin is gone? Do you have, are you left with a hangover? Are you left with nothing? Or are you left still with a simcha? By Klal Yisrael, it says even after the Suda, they still had simcha. So you see that it wasn't just based on exterior things. There's something inherent about Klal Yisrael with simcha, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the chilek. If after Purim we could take Purim with us, and it's not just about the wine. After you still have a hangover, you have something that you're still rejoicing with. You felt a spiritual uplifting, then you know you had a good Purim. If all your Purim is about the wine, and then after Purim you just have a hangover, you left with nothing, then you didn't use the wine properly. A person has to use the wine as that's how you turn on the engine. But of course the simcha has to do with the simcha of us thanking and realizing how much Hashem loves us. Everyone should have a Freilich Purim, and you should be Zeicha to Adela Yada Taka, and we should be Zeicha that next year we should be in the base of Migdash for Purim.
Amen.
Cult of.